Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Gonna dive into forever just as fast as she can go. They'll talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. She don't give a damn, she's okay. She got a tank of gas to take her, she got a brand new pack of smokes. He probably thought that he would break her, he probably heard that from her folks. But she pieced her heart together, said goodbye to her Grandpa Joe, and then she drove into forever just as fast as she could go. Watch her drive into forever just as fast as she can go.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. There's some fog to deal with today, and we're at 57 degrees. It's time now for ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Attorneys for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, say they do not want the Justice Department to prevail in its push for the release of grand jury transcripts in the Epstein case, with the appeal of her conviction still pending. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is now considering publicly releasing transcripts from last month's interview between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche behind bars. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
In the week and a half since that unusual meeting, Maxwell has been moved from a federal prison in Florida to a minimum security camp for women in Texas, a rare move for a convicted sex offender.
UNICEF now says that two of the three indicators for a famine have been met in the Gaza Strip. By the time a famine is formally declared, spokesman Joe English tells ABC News it may be too late to respond.
Our colleagues are speaking to many mothers who are unable to breastfeed their children because they themselves are so weak.
This is ABC News. Federal charges in an alleged artificial intelligence microchip exporting case.
The Chinese nationals, one of whom is in the country illegally, according to federal prosecutors, are accused of violating the Export Control Reform Act by using their California-based company to send sensitive and restricted equipment to China without licenses or authorization. They allegedly shipped high-performance AI chips that are said to be the most powerful computer chips on the market, and they allegedly knowingly avoided export laws. Both were taken into custody, and neither has entered a plea. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
As President Trump signed an executive order creating a task force to prep for the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles, chairperson and president of LA 28, Casey Wasserman, also announced,
for the first time in history, we're going to take the Olympic torch relay to all 50 states.
President Trump says iconic LA locations will also serve as competition venues like Dodger Stadium, Universal Studios, and the Rose Bowl. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, partly sunny and warm, a high of 84. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered showers possible late tonight, a low of 65. 84 Thursday with scattered showers. Hot and humid on Friday with a high of 91. Upper 80s with some showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday. Right now at WRCO Studios, after an earlier reading of 62 at midnight and a low of 56, we're at 57 degrees. Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August 6th. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
we'll be right back. wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Good morning. It is time for the Light in the Milk House show. We started it in a positive way. Tommy James and the Shondells, a little crystal blue persuasion. Looking out on a new day today, and our national anthem. And that was sung by Michael Austin. Here we are together again, friends. It's a pleasure to be with you, to keep you company, and just give you more Brewer news. Good news. My goodness. Best start in team history, and at this point, best record in baseball, and another win last night. So we'll talk about that in about 10 minutes when we check sports here. Let's start those chores and get Wednesday rolling. This is Reba.
Down, too many women all around. I strike like the lightning just keep on walking with my traveling shoes, always singing these good woman blues. With sunny California, I can hear you call. Got more women there than a freight train can haul. Your warm red wine and your sun is good news, always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues, Lord, never get me down. Too many women always around. I strike like the lightning and I'm bringing good news, always singing these good woman blues.
Tell us on the Milk House Show. Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at Cronsage Park parking lot in Boscobel today from noon until 1 or until gone. Also a reminder, Richland Area Farmers Market will again be open today from 1:30 until 5:30 at the corner of Court and Orange Streets. This week, join Richland County 4-H at the Richland Area Farmers Market. And a reminder, Walk with Grace Captain's Night and Survivor Reception Night will be held tonight, starting at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening includes a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program starting at 6 o'clock, featuring researchers from Carbone Cancer Center in Madison, Gunderson Health System in La Crosse, and members of the Richland Hospital staff. Hey, folks! We hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
20 minutes past 5, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Milwaukee Brewers have extended their win streak to 5 games by defeating the Atlanta Braves 7-2. Freddy Peralta allowed 1 run in 5 innings, helping Milwaukee improve to the best record in Major League Baseball. Andrew Vaughn singled in 2 runs during Milwaukee's 4-run 4th inning to extend his hitting streak to 11 games, matching the longest of his career. Isaac Collins contributed with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Eli White hit a home run for Atlanta off of Freddy Peralta, who improved to 13-5 with the victory. Elsewhere yesterday, Cincinnati knocked off the Cubs again, 5-1. San Francisco 8-1 over Pittsburgh. Dodgers 12, St. Louis 6. San Diego 10-5 over Arizona. In the American League, Boston 6, Kansas City 2. Minnesota 6-3 over Detroit. Texas 2, the Yankees nothing. Tampa Bay 7-3 over the LA Angels. And Seattle a winner against the White Sox, 8-3. Interleague play, Philadelphia 5 and Baltimore nothing. Houston 7, Miami 3, Cleveland 3-2 over the Mets, the Athletics 16, and Washington 7. Well, Toronto beat Colorado, that final score 10-4. Some notes on sports, courtesy of the Boosters today.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Oh, my goodness. It is Wednesday, whether you're ready or not. We have an aerobic polka to help get in that spot. It is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right. I hope you're good and stretched out here today. We don't want you to pull a muscle. Right now, we get right. Ouch. Okay. Make sure your slippers are on. It's aerobic polka time.
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get
Bobby Vinton and the band and the Beer Barrel Polka. That's a hot one. Hopefully you got through it all right today. While it's still cool, 56 in Richland Center.
Well, I've been waiting ever since 8. Guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, brokenhearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, brokenhearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Oh, darling.
G. Rice And one of his top 10 country hits, Make It Feel Like Love Again. Today, we have a forecast that calls for a bit more muggy conditions and a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower toward morning and a low of 65. 84 Thursday, with a 50% chance of scattered showers, and 91 on Friday. Right now, the air is calm. We're at our overnight low. So far, it is 56 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer at 530.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Secretary Rollins on USDA's reorganization plans. I'm Erin Anderson with Wisconsin Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the reorganization of the USDA will help provide necessary resources for America's farmers and ranchers.
This was always President Trump's big vision of, you know, getting rid of the bureaucracy and working to put resources really where they are needed the most, which is not into the bureaucracy, but to the people that we're serving where needed, especially in our world for farmers and ranchers.
She tells Brownfield the relocation plans are already in motion.
We now begin the process with Congress on the Hill, but we've already done a lot of the preliminary steps. So I would say by the end of the year, you'll begin to see a lot of our HQ and staff begin to move into the heart of America as we begin to shut down office space in Washington, D.C.
The senior senator from Iowa says USDA should have consulted Senate Ag Committee members before announcing its reorganization plan. Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield.
I'd like to know why Kansas City was picked over Des Moines, Iowa. It's just one example. Because we're the biggest agriculture state in the nation, at least from the standpoint of grain.
He says there's not enough information yet to know if the five newly announced hub locations will serve producers effectively.
It's hard to give you a reaction to it right now. I'd like to know why someplace in North Carolina, someplace in Colorado, someplace in Utah, why those were particularly selected.
According to USDA, the five locations were selected based on their central location to ag regions, existing USDA staff, and the cost of living. A Wisconsin family knows firsthand how important farm safety is. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Wisconsin's FFA typically works to educate people about the dangers on the farm, like grain entrapments, power takeoff shafts, and rollover risks. But State Vice President Sam Mell from Wanakee is passionate about farm safety for another reason.
Having a sister who was in a farm accident, falling off of a bunker silo was something that really changed our lives. That happened about 3 years ago, and since then she's been paralyzed from about the waist down. So just trying to make people informed about these things, whether it's something that you're doing every single day and you don't think about twice, or if it's something that you're doing for the first time, just making sure that you're careful.
Mel says what happened to his sister Sydney could happen to anyone.
Actually, I feel like my family was put into this place almost to teach others about this, because it's something that doesn't happen often, but when it does, it really changes things.
From Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The U.S. ethanol export numbers for June were mixed. The Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol exports of 174 million gallons were down 6% on the month due to volatility in key markets. I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs had no comparison. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was unsurprisingly quiet again Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices in parts of the South were at $238 to $240 live, but still weren't established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, compared to 2 weeks ago, steer and heifer calves less than 650 pounds are mostly $20 to $30 higher, with spots of $30 higher. Yearling steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold with a firm to higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Quality overall was very good on steer and heifer calves. The feeder market remains very active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 636 pounds, brought $415 to $424. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 614 to 648 pounds, brought $258 to $374. Box beef closed sharply higher with heavy demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was up $4.15 at $369.94. Select was $4.35 higher at $345.94. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. The cash hog market had a stronger showing Tuesday. There were no comparisons on prices, but there was a very large negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork, both on the domestic market and globally, has been strong, but there are concerns about the market's long-term strength, especially as China remains very sporadic in its purchasing habits. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 113.52. The Iowa Minnesota closed with a weighted average of 112.97, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 113.11. Pork values closed higher, up 33 cents at 118.12. Bellies and ribs were both sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of widespread direct business, with boxed beef sharply higher during the session, and lean hog futures into the day higher, supported by the recent strength in pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House, Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with Emmick Series Corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower, watching crop weather. September beans were down 3 3/4 at 971.5. November was 3 3/4 lower at 990.75. September corn was down 5.5 at 381.5, and December was 5 lower at 402. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply, optimistic about this week's direct trade. October live was 3 higher at 227.10. December was up 315 at 228.15. September feeders were 510 higher at 339.55. And hogs were supported by the recent trend in pork. October lean was up $1.90 at 92.80, and December was $1.72 higher at 85.17. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Is there some secret to making a dairy farm work? Find out today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. With so many things out of their control, how do dairy farmers maximize their potential to succeed? Perhaps we should start with a definition of a successful dairy farmer. University of Minnesota Extension educator Jim Sulfur is in the Dairy Regional Office in St. Cloud.
Probably changes, and it probably is really variable from farm to farm. A lot of that really should be based on the farmer's goals. You can almost kind of lump them into two broad categories, kind of big picture items, business items, and then there's obviously you need to have a lot of good, successful production skills.
And you probably didn't see this coming, but Sulfur also factors in what he calls an attitude of gratitude.
They're so gracious. If I come out, they'll be thankful. They'll thank the agribusiness people that are out there as we meet. And they're also very thankful for the customers that they have. Most of these successful farmers really have pretty flexible business plans, and they think about long and short range goals. So they tend to try to be as nimble as they can. And that's forward looking.
Sulfur says meeting annually with trusted advisors to evaluate the farm's business plan for the coming year is also useful. And he says good dairy farmers keep good records, make being organized a priority, and they're proactive about getting work done on time. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The USDA says cheese and butter production levels were higher for June, but down from the prior month, as supplies remain tight. Total cheese production was more than 1.2 billion pounds, a rise of more than 4% from last year, but nearly 4% below the prior month. Italian cheese production increased 5% on the year, but declined 2.5% from May. While American cheese increased to almost 5% from 2024, but declined 7% on the month. Butter production totaled 785 million pounds, nearly 10.5% above the prior year, but down 12.5% from last month. Non-fat dry milk increased nearly 10% from 2024, while skim milk powder was down almost 22%. Dry whey production was fractionally higher, while lactose increased nearly 5% on the year. The Global Dairy Trade Index in New Zealand on Tuesday continued its trend higher, up nearly 1%. Whole milk powder led the categories, up 2.1%, followed by anhydrous milk fat and skim milk powder. Butter sales posted the largest decline, down 3.8%, followed by buttermilk powder, down 2%. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, supported somewhat by strong global prices. Dry whey was up a penny at 56 cents, blocks up 2.25 cents at $1.80 and a quarter, barrels up 4 cents at $1.78, butter down 2.25 at $2.44, and non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent at $1.28 per hundredweight. It was a pretty active day for trading, barrels the only one not seeing action. Find more agricultural news and markets at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Today's forecast calls partly cloudy and warm and a bit muggy conditions and a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower toward morning and a low of 65. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 84. Friday, partly cloudy, hot and humid and a high of 91. Right now in Richland Center, we're up one from the overnight low following the midnight mark of 62. It is 56 degrees. And we'll have more about weather coming up here. And meteorologist Tony Schumacher checks in for his early morning report right around the corner today. We start the chores again. This is Johnny Horton.
I mushed from Point Barren through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snow packs off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife to be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, he'll be 6 feet below.
There once was a musical troupe, a pickin' singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability. Folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. Well, the curtain had ascended, a hush fell on the crowd, as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all.
Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left had a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Johnny Cash, let that be a lesson to you. The one on the right is on the left, or whatever the case might be. Coming up, Tony's weather and more regular features on the good old Light in the Milk Cow show today. It's 55 degrees right now in Richland Center.
My heart burns, tonight I walk in sorrow. Tonight I'll dream, you're walking by my side. Awake to find your pillow cold and empty. Now there's a blue tomorrow on my mind. I live on dreams, I know will only hurt me. In all my dreams, our love will never die. Tomorrow on my mind. And when I dream, my memories come alive. Golden dreams of memories I borrow. But there's a blue tomorrow on my mind. I live on dreams, I know. In all my dreams, our love will never die. I see your face as one of heaven's angels. But there's a blue tomorrow on my mind. I live on dreams, I know.
And on my mind on the old Light in the Milk Cow show, getting you ready for the big day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk Cow show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hey, folks,
We hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Yet another quiet morning across our area here in Wisconsin and points eastward. Meanwhile, they're seeing quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity out in South Dakota, northwest Iowa through Minnesota. That system is expected to weaken and kind of dive off to the southwest of us this morning. We are just left with another day of hazy sunshine and pleasant summer temperatures. Do notice, though, some warmer and more humid conditions will be building in for the rest of the week. The hottest weather expected on Friday into Saturday. Heat indices could be well into the 90s on Saturday, so definitely plan on taking it just a bit easy and drinking extra water. We are expecting some occasional shower and thunderstorm chances from tomorrow all the way through probably early next week. A couple of those periods could be on the heavier side, and rain totals through the region could be 1 to 2 inches through early next week. Here's your forecast for today. Partly cloudy, warm, and a bit humid with a high near 83. Southeast wind 5 to 13. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of a shower toward morning. Low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. High near 84 with south winds 8 to 15. Scattered showers ending later Thursday night. We drop down to 67. And Friday, partly cloudy, hot and sticky with a high of 91. The heat index could reach the mid or upper 90s. Saturday, partly sunny, still very warm and humid. 60% chance of scattered showers and storms by late afternoon. Low 69, high near 88. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and humid with a few waves of showers and storms still expected. Low near 67 with highs in the middle 80s. Monday, peaks of sun and muggy with a 40% chance of showers in the morning, high 83. Tuesday, a slight chance of a shower, high 83. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right down Richland Center, we're at 56 degrees. Yesterday's high was 85, and the record high, 96, was established in 1941. On August 6th, 1964, we marked a record low of 44. Last year's high, 75, and the low, 58. Sunset will happen at 8:18 tonight. Sunrise time getting closer to 6 all the time. Tomorrow morning, sunrise time at 5:58. Right now, the barometer is at 30.13. It's up slightly. No precipitation today, and the air remains calm. It was 62 at midnight. We've been at 55. Right now, it is 56 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump weighing in on the Texas redistricting fight and the Democrats who have left Texas to stop a vote on it.
They've abandoned the state. Nobody's seen anything like it, even though they've done it twice before. And in a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad.
The president demanded Texas redraw maps to pick up more Republican seats in the state. Texas Democrats say drawing maps mid-decade is unusual, unfair, and discriminatory.